What do you see when you see Tavon Austin on film?
Oh, explosive, quick guy. He's a slot guy, so I guess I'll be on him most of the game. But he's an explosive guy, man. He's fast, and he know how to make guys miss. So I'm ready to accept the challenge and go out there and play against him.
Does facing a guy like Patterson somehow help with the preparation of someone that quick?
Oh, yeah, it definitely does. I'll put him in mind of Greg Jennings, you know, because Greg Jennings is a crafty guy. You know, Greg is more faster than what people think he is. You know, Greg know how to get open. And so I put, you know, Tavon in the mind of Greg Jennings. You know, Cordell, he's more of the bigger tight receivers. But like I said, Tavon is going to be a great challenge for our defense, man. I'm excited just to go out there and play against him and, you know, make a couple plays and go out there and do what we do.
Explain what do you see as far as the Tavon comparison to Greg outside the speed?
It's just the quickness, the ability to get in and out of the cuts. You know, bigger guys have trouble getting in and out of the cuts, but, you know, with Greg and Tavon Austin type guys, they can get in and out of the cuts like it's nothing. So that's the comparison I see between them two.
When you came here, you knew the defensive secondary needed a lot of work. Where do you think you're at? Where do you guys think you're at as a unit? Still a work in progress? Or?
Yeah, we're definitely still a work in progress, man. We can get better each and every day. That's what we're trying to do, you know. We're trying to, you know, go up from here, you know, not stay the same. We always want to progress from here. So we're just trying to, like I said, go out here and execute the game plan coach is putting in and, you know, make plays on Sunday and keep getting better.
And obviously the new system is new for you because you're here, but new for everybody else. You feel everybody's second nature on that?
Oh, yeah. You know, at the end of the day, it's still football. You know, different terminology, but at the end of the day, it's still football. And you got to learn how to, you know, play different techniques. We had all OTAs, minicamp, and training camp to get prepared for that. So I feel like, you know, this should be, you know, the year that we just go out here and, you know, play football and go out here and execute the game plan and do what Coach Zim wants us to do.
Do you feel better about your decision to sign here now than you did after you signed?
Oh, yeah, I definitely do, man. Being in this locker room, being around some of my teammates and, you know, the group that we have, man. You know, we had a pretty good preseason, so now we just got to get better from here. You know, if people are saying that we're not going to be that good or, you know, we're too young. I think we're like the fifth youngest team in the NFL or something like that. But, you know, this group, man, we work hard, man. We go out here and we give coach our all and, you know, we got great coaches. You know, we're a team. You see a team with three defensive coordinators on one team, man, and especially, you know, on the defensive side of the ball, man, this is very special to me, man. And that's just let you know the coaching staff, man, they know what they're doing and they know the knowledge of the game. So I'm happy that I signed here.
And do you guys see this defensive backfield as a defensive backfield that come up with a lot of turnovers? In the past, that's been an issue too.
Oh, yeah, definitely that. All we got to do is just stay healthy and play the defense Coach Zim call and execute the game plan and make plays when they come to you. You know, not try to do too much and just make plays when they come to you and catch the football when it comes to you. So that's the big key, man. Catch the football and get your hands on it and make plays.